So on that fateful afternoon, the first one to come on stage is a singer whose name I cannot remember, and singing a song I can't remember, because in 10 seconds into singing, he started to hold his dick. He was holding his dick. He was holding his dick while he was singing a song. Holding his dick, not letting go of it, not like I'm checking my package. Holding his dick, firmly holding it. Like, hey, did you see my dick? Here's my dick. And when somebody's holding their dick, you can really not hear anything that they're fucking saying, can you? Because the whole time you're thinking, why is he holding his dick? I thought maybe it was a snake trying to get up his leg, but nope. That was his dick. Or so he says, because I tell you, if I came out here and held my dick the whole time, I'd have to hold it like this. Or like this, and you'd go, what the fuck is that? Because nobody's got a dick this big. Nobody's got a dick that they can put on their fucking leg. I've been in gym classes. I have seen penises. I never thought I'd be so happy to see our next guest that day, which was Sean Puff Diddy Daddy Farty Licky. Or whatever his name is this week, because he changes it all the time. Madonna just changed her name to Esther. Did you know that? There's a news flash from the city. What the fuck are you thinking? When you start changing your name, you know what? You need psychiatric care, okay? You're 40 fucking five. Get it. Glad that came at the end of a sort of a joke. Following Puff Piffy Party was the was Kid Rock, because why the fuck not? I mean, if your program is going to be senseless, let's take it to the max. He's draped in an American flag for no apparent reason. I thought maybe they were going to kill him and bury him. Somebody come out with a shovel, whack him on the head, just start digging a grave. Christina Aguilera would start singing Ave Maria, and we'd move on.